the Spanish Football Federation will present a proposed calendar for the 2024-25 season to the First Division clubs. Important dates have been obtained, including the resumption of competition on Saturday, October 12th, after the World Cup in Uzbekistan, which runs from September 14th to October 6th. Considering that 8 teams concluded the regular season on May 11th, there will have been a 5-month break. This year's schedule will be slightly less crowded compared to last year, featuring 12 league matches and 1 Copa del Rey match until December 29th. However, 2 teams, Jimby and Palma, will play 18 and 19 matches respectively within 78 days. Following the first 12 league match days and exempt from the 4th round of the Copa del Rey, both Cartagena and Mallorca teams will face 6 matches in the main round and elite round of the UEFA Futsal Champions League. The Balearic team will also compete in the Intercontinental Cup final against Magnus Futsal on Saturday, November 2nd in San Moix. Unlike last year, when clubs received a draft on April 13th, the National Futsal Committee has not sent any proposal to the teams this year, reigniting existing discontent since the RFEF resumed competition in late 2019. Years go by and nothing improves. It's a constant regression, a club leader said. Another senior official expressed frustration with the RFEF's economic control and audiovisual project management, stating, "The National Football Committee boasts of participation and transparency, but Jose Miguel Monge hasn't gathered the clubs even once this season, and no one has reported on the Joint Commission's outcomes." Javier Llorente, director of the First and Second Futsal Federation since 2022, has faced significant criticism, which has reached the president of the Murcian Federation, Jose Miguel Monge. Monge is considering a comprehensive restructuring of the National Futsal Committee, pending any changes in the president's situation, Pedro Rocha. "Futsal will be the last priority as always," remarked another director who also criticized the minimal contribution of advisor Antonio Garcia Plata. Clubs will also learn about next season's regulations, with significant experimental changes expected in coordination with FIFA, such as allowing throw-ins with either hand or foot, counting yellow cards to the bench as cumulative team fouls, and modifying the player-goalkeeper rule to make the game more dynamic. Key dates on the calendar include the Spanish Super Cup on January 18th and 19th, likely in Murcia. Jimby Cartagena, as last year's league champion, will defend its title against Barca, Spanish Cup winners, Real Betis, Kings Cup winners, and El Pozo Murcia Costa Calida, second place in the regular phase. Due to existing agreements with the region of Murcia and the Junta de Andalucía for organizing indoor football competitions, it is expected that the Spanish Cup will be held in an Andalusian city from March 27 to 30, with the top 8 teams from the first round as of January 15, 2025. The UEFA Futsal Champions League Final Four is scheduled for May 1 to 4, and the Copa del Rey on May 17 and 18. The regular season will conclude on May 2024. Despite some opposition within the RFEF, the playoff format will remain unchanged, with quarterfinals and semifinals played over 3 games and the final as a best-of-5 series.